WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:50, sunny and 73 today, and we welcome in after, boy, a lot
it's
of years.
It's been a long time, man.
Gene Simmons.
He's one of our comedy rights. Well,
and
it's
Paul Stanley.
It is Gene and Paul, and in the person of Craig Gass. Good to have you here, Craig.
I like Craig because, listen, let's be honest, everybody steals from Kiss, all right? Even
right,
Craig, all right?
I don't know. You know, I actually just got booked to perform on something called the Kiss Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I'm shocked.
Have you done Gene in front of Gene?
At the roast, I did it to his face. There's a whole...
Oh, that's right. How'd that go? Because he doesn't take too well with that stuff, does he?
Well, this is what I found out. I live in California now, and Gene's son, Nick, comes to the Comedy Store often. And Gene's son has told me, you showed up like right at the right time, like right when my dad started to get a sense of humor. If you would have like shown up even like a couple years earlier, he would have murdered you.
Yeah.
But my impression of Gene, which was a silly one, was working on a radio show in New York. I would, every time we'd have a music guest in the studio, I would constantly interrupt the music guest as Gene Simmons and say,
I'm going to stop you right there. By the way, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. And if you go to kissonline.com, you will see how our guest, Paul McCartney, stole everything from Kiss.
And the guy, Paul McCartney, would look at me and go, who the hell are you?
I'll tell you who I am. How many members were in the Beatles? Just answer that question. Four, right? Right. How many members were in Kiss? Four. Thank you. Go to Kiss Online.
I was just a dick to people. And the weird thing was, and we didn't know this at the time, the real Gene Simmons actually started getting hate mail because of the things I was saying on the air. And then... people would yell at the real Gene Simmons in the streets, and they were yelling out the quotes that I was
saying.
Stuff
related to you.
Yeah, and there was one that Gene pointed out that he was bothered by, which was Suzanne Summers was in studio talking about beating cancer. And apparently after this incredibly inspiring story, I jumped in and said,
hi, Suzanne, this is Gene Simmons, and I'm very moved by your story. And on behalf of the Kiss Army, I want to offer you this Kiss lunch pail.
It was like this dumb thing. And then Gene came in to confront me about it.
Did he really?
Without telling us. He got on a plane and flew to New York to confront me.
Stop it.
And then he was nice about it. And then a few months later, he came back on the show to do a real interview, but he had one request. I don't want Craig Gass in the studio when I get there. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if I showed up anyway dressed up as Gene Simmons?
Oh, you should have did it. Did you
and
do it?
It's on YouTube. There's a moment where Gene Simmons is in the middle of an interview, and I'm dressed in a Gene Simmons outfit.
Makeup suit?
Demon boots?
He's wearing a business suit. I'm wearing the demon boots. I kick the studio door open, great. And in the middle of his interview, I go,
stop right there. I'm the real Gene Simmons from Kiss, and you are an imposter, but I can prove it because I got a bunch of cheap crap I want to sell you.
And I had a bag full of crap that I had written Kiss logos on.
Right.
I had like a New Kids on the Block lunchbox, and I took out a Sharpie and wrote Kiss.
That's $50 right there.
And I walk out of the studio.
That's great.
Gene's, you know, he's laughing about it.
Good.
Our next guests that are coming in is Jay, Silent Bob, and Afro Man.
Oh my
They're
God.
They're getting ready to promote a new movie called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah. Afro Man's a rapper.
Yeah.
Who had a, he was
Cause I get high.
Cause I get high. That's his whole thing. That's he loves to smoke pot, and he's you can smell him in the hallway. He's really high. And he sees me walk out, and as soon as he sees me walk out wearing Kiss makeup, he goes, Oh, yo! And he's freaking out. The real Gene Simmons walks past him, and he goes, what's up? Yo! And then he keeps pointing at me, and then he says, yo, Gene, can I get a picture with you? And the real Gene Simmons stopped and said, you know, that's not the real. And I said, shut up, get out of here. And I put my arms around Afro Man, and I took a picture with him, and I was an a-hole to Afro Man.
That's all right, though.
But listen, I got a big story to share with you guys.
All right,
crazy story. I'm performing in Manhattan.
We got an hour.
But if you want to get info now, getgas.com. Small club. I am confronting a Facebook troll this Sunday. There's only 100 seats. GetGas.com. Get gas with two S's, and they'll tell you why I'm confronting this guy.
Right on, brother.
Craig will tell us that story next. Right now, 7:55, 10 S traffic.
Your BAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island traffic. Long Island Railroad Ronkonkoma Branch. 30 to 40 minute delays on the Ronkonkoma Branch because...
BAB comedian Craig Gass is in the studio with us.
We're going to have more with him next, but you're going through all this just because some prick wrote something on your Facebook page?
Yeah, and I'm telling him to show up. I actually bought him a plane ticket. Come to Hollywood.
We're going
to
against the grief of this.
And it's all culminating on Sunday in Manhattan.
You know you might be taking this a little too far.
I enjoy it. My girlfriend Jill can tell from the sound of my typing. She goes, are you arguing with your fans again? Go, babe, this guy's an idiot.
By the sound of your typing?
By the sound of my typing. She's like, so this guy.
Do you go from
quiet. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Craig has set up a showdown with this guy, and if you ever had someone give you a hard time on Facebook, hear what he's doing. I think he's doing it for just about anybody who's ever had someone give him a hard time. Hear it next on BAB. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 8:04, sunny and 73 today. Craig Gass.
At some point.
Very funny comedian in the studio with us.
At some point this morning, before you leave, we're going to have to get to the Don Henley story you just told us while the song was playing, because that was priceless.
Yeah, that was a good story. Yeah.
What's the one thing you wanted to wrap up with
I got to tell you with the Kiss Cruise, because I'm shocked that they booked me on the Kiss Cruise, because I did the Kiss Cruise a few years ago, and I did something on the cruise as a joke that a lot of Kiss fans took very seriously and got upset about. On the last Kiss cruise that I performed on, it was a few years ago, I met a girl on the cruise who's she's the cruise director. She's really peppy, really upbeat. She's the Julie McCoy of the cruise. And when she found out that I was the comedian, she goes, oh, you're the guy from Family Guy. You're the guy who does all the voices. And oh, my God. Hey, you want to do a funny announcement on this ship with me in the morning? And I said, oh, God, yes. Like, is everyone going to hear it? And she goes, it gets piped into every cabin.
Yeah, every cabin, yeah.
The next morning, everyone on the Kiss cruise woke up to,
good morning, everybody. This is Paul Stanley.
And this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. And we have a very important announcement. Do not panic, but we have a very important announcement about the Kiss cruise. It seems that the Kiss cruise has just hit an iceberg,
which, keep in mind, when I said we're in the Bahamas when I said that,
right?
There's no reason for you as an intelligent person to go, this ship's going down.
Again, do not panic, because KISS is going to take care of everybody on the KISS cruise, okay? We actually have 3 packages to get you off the ship. First, we have the platinum package, which is $5,000. We put you in a life raft and you have your own private photos taken with KISS.
Right.
Then we have the diamond package. Isn't that right, Paul?
That's right. The diamond package.
For $10,000, where we throw you in the ocean with Tommy and Eric, and then KISS floats by on a raft, and we do a private acoustic show in the ocean.
Everything I said was stupid. And apparently 2 or 3 of the passengers on the ship actually ran to the employees and said, is KISS really going to charge us to get off the boat? They actually took it because it was an announcement and they didn't, you know. So thank God, even with that happening, it's on.
Isn't it amazing how stupid people are?
Yeah. Well, and that takes me back to the Facebook troll. So anytime someone, and I don't know why, like, there's enough bad things going on in the world. Why would you go to somebody's page and just say crappy things about
somebody? Because people are bored, dude, and they have no talent of their own.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a time when publicly we would only hear from our best and brightest about things going on in the world. And now we know why.
Right.
Because we hear everybody's opinion and you go, jeez, this guy's a... But every once in a while, someone will leave a negative comment on my Facebook page. And I personally love it when someone says, and I'm not even trying to be funny. I just like post something and then someone will go, well, that wasn't funny. And I'll go, oh, I didn't even know that you're an expert in stand-up comedy. Hold on. I'm going to make a whole new thread for you. You got to show me how to do this. And then I'll make a whole new thread on Facebook and say, hey, everybody, check out dumbass Dave from the last thread, who apparently is such an expert in stand-up comedy. He's going to teach us how to be funny. All right, Dave, this is for you, buddy. Show me how to do it. And it's always like 100 comments where people going, yeah, you loser. What's up? You know. But this one guy who's here in Long Island kept leaving all these comments like, man, I could have been funnier than you if I even wanted to be a comedian, but I decided to run a couple successful businesses, so I decided not to get into it. And then at one point he said, I could probably put together an act in a month that would be funnier than anything you'd ever do. And I said, all right, I'll buy you a plane ticket. I'm going to fly you to Los Angeles, and you're going to go on stage with me at the Comedy Store. I'll pay for your plane ticket. You get up, show me how it's done. I just want you to write 5 or 10 minutes worth of material, and then write 5 or 10 insults about me, because I'm going to do the same to you. We're going to square off.
That's like a battle. That's good.
It's a battle. And then, you know, we'll hug it out, and then whatever. And he said, okay. And I sent him a private message. I said, hey, I'm not kidding. I will pay for your plane ticket to come out. Right. And at the last minute, he wasn't able to get somebody to cover for
him. Did you buy him a plane ticket or not?
I bought him the plane ticket, and he wasn't able to come out on like 2 days before.
Right.
He runs a flower shop. So he wasn't able to come out. So he said, listen, I just want everyone to know, you know, I respect Craig. And I really did want to do this, but I'm going to reimburse him for the plane ticket. But I'll just say this. If he would have done this in New York, I would have easily made it. And I said, all right, next month I'm coming to New York. So I booked some more plane tickets for myself. Nice. And this Sunday, it's happening at the New York Comedy Club. And you can go to the New York Comedy Club's website. It's Sunday night, 7 p.m. And I'm just, I don't want to get any money for it. All the money is being donated to a local charity that helps out mentally ill people, which I think is what the problem is with this guy.
Right.
So it's a small room, and 100% of the ticket sales are going to help out charity.
You think he'll show up?
No way.
He says he's in. Really? He says, just need to make it happen in New York, and I'll be there.
What time Sunday?
It's an early show, 7 p.m.
Okay.
And there's info at getgas.com, getgas with two S's. And I told him, I said, you got to just write material, show me how great of a stand-up you are, and then write some material about me.
Right.
Because we're going to square off.
Why do you even care what his material is like?
If he's funny, it would be hilarious.
Right.
If he's funny. So, but that's his whole thing. He said, I could be funnier than you. So I said, all right, so come down and show me. So
have you gotten any of the material yet?
No, but I've researched his Facebook page and learned about him. And he's hilarious.
He is.
Not intentionally trying to be hilarious, but his whole page is just a lot of angry posts.
You want to give his name out?
Nah, it's weird. He writes a lot of angry posts, but he loves amusement parks. There's all these things about him that don't make any sense. And he loves board games. Yeah. So it's weird.
He talks about jihad and his love of clowns.
Yes. He's a very complicated man. Yes. But for me, it's all in good fun. Right. And that's why I wanted to make it a charity thing. But yeah, getgas.com. The New York Comedy Club is on 24th Street. We're doing an early show so that everybody can come in. And
you're going to hang out for a little while, right?
I'm here to hang.
We'll do some impressions. We got that Don Henley story is great.
Yeah, you got to tell that story. And then, Craig does just amazing impressions of everybody, as you've heard already.
White people and black people. That's crazy. That is crazy.
More with Craig Gass next. Right now, here's Ted.
Your VAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island Track. Tax,
and DMV fees. 8:17, Roger and JP on BAB. More with comedian Craig Gass. More stories and voices.
From Kiss.
And Gene Simmons from Kiss is here, yes.
Pacino here?
Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry, I'm just waiting for a bottle of Cavassier. Ooh. That's our voice.
Traffic guys love Cavassier too.
Oh yeah? Traffic guys got a drinking problem.
A little bit.
Where you at, traffic guys?
It's good for your circulation, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, you don't gotta tell me. What's the news on traffic there, drunko?
All right, more with Craig in just a second. And coming at 9, your first chance of $500 in the desert trip fly away with the Stones and the Who and McCartney and Waters and Young and Dylan. That's at 9. Right now, it's time for the stuff you need to know with Ted.
Last night during rush hour, a man attacked an NYPD officer who was off.
73, comedian Craig Gass hanging with us this morning. It's Friday morning. Always good to
Craig
see you.
It's Gass. It's Tom Arnold, silly.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I like fat women and cocaine. Hey, you know, I love coming to Long Island. I was actually, I was here at a cocaine anonymous meeting last night with Billy Joel. I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but Billy's got a bad coke problem. And Meatloaf is actually a sponsor. And again, I shouldn't say that out loud, but meat's addicted to porn. And, but, yeah, all right, sorry.
That's all right.
You know, I did that at the Super Bowl where, was it last year in Arizona? Was in the Super Bowl, Arizona? And, yeah. And I got tons of radio buddies who will broadcast from the Super Bowl mm-hmm. Media Center.
Yeah, from Radio Row.
Radio Row. And I'll come in and they'll use me because they'll go, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nobody famous is there yet.
Right.
And they'll go, hey.
It's all D-list.
Do you mind pretending to be famous so that, you know, back in Omaha, this sounds really good? Oh, yeah, all right. And I'll, like, do you do any sports guys? And the only sports guy I know is Tom Arnold. So they go, hey, we're live from the Super Bowl with Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I was at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting last night with Bob Costas. You guys, I don't know if you guys know, but he's addicted to pills. And Brian Gumbel is a sponsor. And again, I shouldn't mention this, but he's addicted to kiddie porn. And people started mass tweeting Tom Arnold saying, hey, a-hole. It's supposed to be anonymous. And Tom started fighting with everyone on the internet going, did you also notice that friggin' Sam Kinison was on the air and he's been dead for 20 years, you idiot? And he fought with everybody on the internet. That's because great. Of what I did. Yeah. Oh,
I love forgot that you too. Do Sam Kinison.
Yeah. The demon. Where you go, wait a second. I thought this guy was dead! Oh!
Did you know Kinison used to live next door to Henley?
Did he really?
Yep.
He used to party with Don.
I interviewed him back in like 86 at Kinison in the studio when he did the bit where he was laying on a stage and make him believe he was dead and he was still getting banged.
Yeah, the corpse.
The corpse. He wore the long coat and the flat hat. I mean, that was looky at the time. And he told a great story of he living next to Henley and it was like a dream come true for him because he'd go over there and he'd play bongos and he'd hang out with Henley and jam and all that kind of stuff.
I remember seeing...
And then it wasn't too long after that he ended up dying.
I saw an interview with him on Bob Costas. Bob Costas used to have the later show on after Letterman. And Bob, every guest he had on, every single guest, he'd ask a question that they would go, how did you know that? He really did his homework. So he had Sam Kinison on his show, and I was like, oh, I'm a comedy fan. I got to see this interview.
Right.
And Bob actually says to Sam Kinison, he goes, Sam, I used to go watch you at the Comedy Store in the early 80s. Oof. And back then, your entire act was based on that day's obituaries. And I remember thinking to myself, you know what? This guy's funny. But he's too dark. He's never going to make it. And Sam explained the bit. He goes, wow, Well, what I did is I used to go on stage and I'd say, hey, folks, thanks for coming out. My name's Sam Kinison. I'm glad you guys could make it out here tonight. Thanks for supporting stand-up comedy. And then he'd grab the newspaper and go, I'll tell you a couple people that you won't be seeing here tonight. And he would just start reading the obituaries. Like, what is Esther Goldstein? Yeah, no, she didn't catch the bus. She's not here. But if you want to see Esther's work, apparently she'll be displaying it on Sunday at Evergreen Mortuary. It was the darkest, like most messed up. And you know, you mentioned Don Henley, and I have this. I love entertainment business stories. And one of the greatest entertainment business stories I've ever heard was about Don Henley and Brian Wilson. And I confirmed it. I confirmed it with a buddy of mine. Who somebody said, you know, Todd, he plays drums for Brian Wilson. And I go, no, wait, Todd, I got to ask you a question. I heard a story. And he goes, about the autograph? Yeah, it's true. And he said, it's 100% true. Apparently, Don Henley is such a huge Beach Boys fan. When he found out that Brian Wilson was going to be doing an art exhibit in Los Angeles, Don Henley went to the art exhibit to meet Brian Wilson, and he brought a copy of Pet Sounds, the first album he ever bought, to get autographed. And he gets, and his guitar tech comes along, and his guitar tech witnessed this whole exchange that he started telling people, and it got back to me. So apparently, Don Henley walks up and he goes, Brian, Don Henley, Eagles, how are you? And Brian looks at him and goes, oh, hey, sure, yeah, sure. And Brian is
a weirdo.
He's a weird guy. And he looks like
he's uncomfortable.
Yeah, he looks constantly. Doesn't look well. And so Brian, very uncomfortable. Hey, sure, yeah, sure. How you doing? And Don's trying to engage him in a conversation. It's not going anywhere. And Don finally gives up and goes, hey, do you mind? This is the first album I ever bought. Do you mind? He goes, sure. You got something for me to sign it with? And gets the Sharpie out and gets the album. And he looks at Don Henley. And then he looks at the album and he writes, "To Don." And then he looks back at Don. And then he continues, "Thank you for all the great music."
That's nice.
And then he starts to slow down. And he looks at Don, and he scratches off the word great, and then he adds, "Good, good music," and then he signs his name and hands it to him.
That's awesome.
And Don Henley, it's so offensive. It's so in your face. But Don Henley thought it was so funny that he framed it.
You gotta.
And it's in his house.
And he's got
framed.
The greatest party story anytime you have people in his house again. Yeah. That's cool.
Good. You know, you're not great. I mean, you're not a beach boy. I mean, you're good. You're good.
California is all right.
I mean, that's all right. You know, I wouldn't put it up with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I'm not going to Grammy or anything.
Yeah, I love stories like that.
That's Craig Gass, and yeah, he's got a lot of stories and a lot of voices. More with Craig coming up next. Right now, 828. Here's 10.
Your BAB Security
Offers.com to check out our amazingly low lease offers on the 2016 Trax today. Plus, it's a great place to find your closest dealer.
8:32, Roger and JP, our guest this morning, comedian Craig Gass.
No, it's Tracy Morgan. Tracy, how you doing since the accident?
I'm doing okay. I'm traveling everywhere with a stack of Walmart gift cards. I'm ready to party. In fact, this weekend, Craig Gass is doing a comedy show at the New York Comedy Club, right?
Yeah.
Right. On Sunday night, I'm going to be in the parking lot making pornos out in the parking lot in a handy van. Come out to the handy van. You want to see Craig Gass? Go inside the New York Comedy Club. You want to be in a movie called Men in Back? Come out to the handy van out in the parking lot. We're looking for extra boom mics.
Have you ever had Tracy on the show?
No. We were supposed to, but it got canceled. Yeah.
Certifiably insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Tracy Morgan story, I'm doing a show at Caroline's opening for another comedian. It's Dave Chappelle. I was like, how do I say that without sounding... Right. But I'm opening for Chappelle. It's right before his TV show comes out in 2001. And Tracy... an agent walked up to me first and said, "Did you hear about the party last week?" I go, "Did I hear about what?" He goes, "You hear about the party last week?" I go, "No, what party?" He goes, "Tracy Morgan had a party that turned into an orgy." I go, "What?" He goes, "Turned into an orgy. We're standing around with our suits on and there's naked people doing it." And then Tracy Morgan comes out around the corner, starts taking off his clothes, starts doing it to people. I go, "What? When was this?" He goes, "Last Saturday night." Right at that moment, Tracy Morgan walks around the corner. I haven't seen him in a year. And I go, "Tracy! I heard your party was messed up, man." And Tracy rolled over and stared at all of us and he went,
"It was crazy." "It was crazy. You know what's crazy about it, Craig? When you get off on my floor, you don't even hear nothing. You don't hear nothing at all. Then you start walking towards my apartment and you still don't hear nothing. Then you knock on my door and you still don't hear nothing, right? But when I open the door, there's buttholes and toes everywhere." And I was like, "What?"
New York Comedy Club, Sunday night. I'm facing my troll on stage. Only 100 seats, all going to charity. New York Comedy Club on Sunday.
More with Craig next on BAB. Rock, Roger, and JP, 8:39, comedian Craig Gass hanging out with us. You're at the New York Comedy Club Sunday night, right? With your whole thing with your Facebook troll. You guys are doing a comedy battle. That sounds cool.
Yeah, I've drawn this guy out who would leave harassing messages on my Facebook page. And he would say, "I could be funnier than you if I tried. It wouldn't take much effort." Yeah. And I said, "All right, let's do it." And I threw down the gauntlet, and it's going to happen this Sunday at the New York Comedy Club. He's going to show up and he's going to do 5 to 10 minutes worth of jokes, and then we are going to square off against each other. I don't understand. I have strong feelings about certain types of music where I'm like, I don't like folk music, right? But I wouldn't go to Bob Dylan's Facebook page and go, "I could outsing you, you loser." Like, I wouldn't,
you suck.
You know, yeah.
Right.
And so it's just weird to me that you would, like, be mean like that. So, and he tried to... you know, the troll tried to go through a couple things like, well, you're going to have to pay me $1,500 to do this. And I'd say, no, you said, number one,
right.
You said you're funnier than
That's
me.
Right.
Number two, I don't even want to get paid. I want this whole thing to be for charity. So if you want to take money out of a charity's pocket, that's your call. So he's going to show up at the New York Comedy Club. I did want to tell you, though.
That's a good gig.
Yeah. And all the info is at getgas.com. Or you can go to the New York Comedy Club page, but getgas.com has the
We'll tweet it out and all that stuff.
But I wanted to tell you, this summer I did a new TV show with Dana Carvey and Steve Carell called First Impressions. And they asked me, it's a show about impressions. And they said, can you learn some new impressions? And they gave me a list of a bunch of celebrities. And I said, sure. And so I would like to hear this morning, I would like to debut a couple of new impressions.
Is the show running for the fall?
I think we shot it in the spring and it started running at the beginning of the summer. It was just like six episodes on USA. So
must have really tore it up.
These Well, and you're about to learn why. My impressions, when I first start doing them, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get nervous and I try to back up and try to say, well, that's not what I was really trying to do, when my friends look at me and go, that doesn't sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'll go, well, dude, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. So that way I can get away with, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. So with that in mind, I tried. I cannot do a Mark Wahlberg impression. I can't. Mm. But what I can do is something that I call.
Do you think I look like him? Take out the gray hair, put darker hair in.
Yeah, you do look like him.
I get it all. Brett, you're laughing. I get it all the time.
He does.
I really do.
You know what? Ever since Mark like went with a shorter haircut, and he's like, yeah, I get that. So I'll do. This is something I call out of breath Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Because I can't do a Mark Wahlberg, but I do. It's just. I just need something crazy that an out-of-breath Mark Wahlberg can come running into. Just give me a scenario, anything.
You're running from the cops.
All right, I'm running from the cops, and cops behind me, and I just ran in the studio. The cops are outside.
Good.
Come get me. All right, here we go. Here's Mark Wahlberg. I'm sorry. Here's out-of-breath Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Guys, what are you doing? Don't you know what's going on? These guys are chasing me outside. You better watch out. These guys are going to come get me. Come on, feel it. Feel the vibration. Thank you very much. That's the worst impression you'll ever hear in your life.
The stuff that you do, you crush it.
Yeah.
More did you have to do?
Maybe in like 6 months, I'll come back and I'll have a great Mark Wahlberg.
It takes a while to develop.
How many did you have to learn?
I just adopted like six or seven of them. They were all kind of half-assed. And then I thought, you know, what if I just declare them as being half-assed?
Okay.
You know? But I still get gigs opening up for bands, which for comedians, you always think like, oh, this will be cool because I want to be able to perform.
Did you do Motley?
I did two nights opening for Motley Crue's Farewell Tour. There's a video of it that explains everything of why I did what I did, because I got these shows. I got offered the gigs to open for Motley. It was two nights of the tour that Alice Cooper was not opening. So I opened up those two nights. And then I'm getting ready to go on stage in an arena.
Sold out, 15,000.
And it hits me. Everyone here is on coke.
Right.
Why am I doing this? Why would anybody care about what I'm going to say? I had some kind of ego that thought, you know, oh, man, I love Motley Crue. I want to be their opening act. And then it hits me when I get to the arena, like, I don't even want to see a comedian.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, if Bill Burr was the opening act, I love Bill Burr, but I'd be like, you know, I came here for Motley Crue,
right,
you know?
Right,
right.
It's not the same.
So I decided, I just called an audible, and I went out on stage, and I just lied to everyone. And there's a video of it. If you Google my name, I'll send you the link to tweet it out. I walked out on stage, and I said, good evening. My name is Craig Gass, and I am Motley Crue's sound man. And everyone went, the band has some very important announcements. You may have heard the rumors, and it's true. Motley Crue is recording our first ever live album right here tonight. So I need your attention. I need your attention. There's a proper way to yell on a live album. So we need to rehearse this. And every instruction I gave them was so stupid. And they listened and they followed. And then I tried to throw in some jokes. And then I'd start to lose them. And then I'd throw out another great announcement. And then they'd start cheering again. And then I'd put some more jokes. And like at one point I said, also, Motley Crue wants you to get involved in your local government. On the way out of the arena, please stop by the concession stands and sign the petitions to legalize marijuana. I could have been voted mayor
of
every town I did this in. And there's a video of me just lying to everybody.
That was your bit.
That was it. And then I remember after the first night, I saw Nikki Sixx and he goes, thanks a lot, dude. Getting a lot of phone calls like, oh, you decided to record your live album out there in Anchorage, Alaska. You're not going to do it in New York? I go, oh, well, that was the bit. And I was like, oh man,
Motley Crue hates me.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
That's the worst.
But yeah, that's not what the show's about on Sunday. The show on Sunday is just don't be mean. There's no point in being mean. So this troll, I got to give him credit. He's going to come out to the New York Comedy Club, and he said he wrote some material.
Comedy battle's good. I like that.
And then we're going to roast each other. New York Comedy Club on Sunday night. Get gas with two S's.
Take care, Tracy.
Thank you, white people. I like this. I like this. I'm going to draw a ding-dong on your building when I get out of here.
Good to see you,
always
brother.
Always good to have you here.
Time. Great to see you too, baby.
Craig Gass with two S's, everybody.
Buttholes and toes.
8:46.